You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
You're fired!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Are you learning on the air what I just heard in my ear, Taylor?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Vrabel is not returning to the Titans.
Fired?
Yeah, fired.
What is that about?
The Rich Eisen Show.
That is nuts.
Earlier on the show, 2023 Formula E World Champion Jake Dennis. Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Still to come, 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel, actor Jake Johnson, and comedian Gareth Reynolds. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah, everybody. It is time for the third hour of the Rich Eisen Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've already had a lot of fun. Bruce Feldman, who is so smart about college football, just left the studio. He's the one, by the way, came on in the summer and predicted Michigan would win it all.
He was on that.
Joe Klatt did too. I love both of them very much. I always want to have them on to hear what they have to say.
Well, you had a great team, which made all the other stuff kind of ridiculous that you
did
all in
that
your program
stuff.
Felt you needed to do that.
No,
yeah.
No, the program didn't feel the need to do it. Someone in the program felt the need to do it.
That's
and I will make that distinction until it's proven otherwise by the NCAA. And I wonder if there's somebody in Indianapolis working on that right now? The phrase, no one can take it away from us. And there's someone in Indianapolis saying, there is someone who can take it away from you, and we will.
Well, stuff gets taken away
from
teams every year.
I know. Self-Reliance premieres on Hulu this Friday, January 12th. It is a directorial debut of the great Jake Johnson, who's been on the show many times before. He's back on this program. And Gareth Reynolds, who does the podcast We're Here to Help with Jake, he's here to help with the segment, too. He'll be here. They'll be here together. That's coming up in the middle of this hour. And, you know, the voice of Peter B. Parker in the Spider-Verse is Jake. And we've got the Spider-Verse DVD set right here. As if I don't need enough cool points with my kids, I'm going to be hanging with Jake. I'll tell him later on. The old Spider-Verse.
I got one.
Oh, you got one too?
I am.
Fantastic.
I love Spidey in my house.
TJ, why don't you have one? What's going on?
I'm low on the call sheet.
Do you want
sheet.
One? Do you want one?
I'm good.
You're what on the call sheet?
I'm low on the call sheet.
Excuse me. Not only you are not low on the call sheet, there is no call sheet.
we don't have
a call sheet.
That's
here.
A good point. We don't.
Outrageous.
I love our new drop.
That's some BS.
Deebo Samuel's about to join us. Is he chiming in? Is he there?
Not yet.
Okay,
not
we're still
yet.
waiting
on the 49ers to start checking in.
Let's go to Adam in Maryland. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for just calling in. I saw it, and I see what you want to talk about, so of course I took this phone call. What's up?
So here I am on New Year's Day in my living room, hunched over. Man, Michigan has to get this drive. They got to get this to tie it up. And I'm thinking, I've never been to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't apply to them when I went to college. Why do I care?
What?
It was you.
Is that me?
You did this to me.
How'd I do it?
You just by watching your show and seeing you go through all the ups and downs, all the Urban Meyer years to Jim coming, and I'm just like, Michigan has to have this. I'm on board. We got, like, we're here. We got to get the natty. Go blue. And I'm like, you did this to me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would normally say I'm sorry, but this is the one year I can tell you, you're welcome.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I thought you had Michigan minus 1.5 there, buddy.
Oh.
I mean, that's why you were
so invested. I don't know about that. Oh. How dare you? This is Adam in Maryland, my new best friend.
Yeah,
don't talk
exactly.
to him this way.
But Rich, real quick, don't be too hard on the Ohio State fans. They have a really solid program over
here. See, this is a guy who listens and takes in this program. Adam, you know, we're like this. We're like that. And now I'd love to reciprocate, but what's your team? What's your team that it means so much to you for?
Nothing in college, which is why it was so surprising
Understood.
When I care about Michigan.
What about
you
pros?
Care about college football again.
What about pro? What about pro sports?
Ravens. Ravens.
Oh, okay. Well, who's got it better than us then, Adam? Huh?
Nobody.
There we go. Look at us. Adam and Marilyn, Rich in Los Angeles. We're tight. Thanks for the call, Adam. Thanks. We're like that.
Harbaugh cousins.
BFFs now.
Yeah. I can deal with that. You know, one of my sons plays in the secondary there. Another one is a quarterback of the Buccaneers. He's on tomorrow's program.
That's why they're in the power rankings. Got it.
What's the poll question results as they currently stand, Chris?
Let's see.
Again, I had a choice for my 10th team to put the Bucks,
yep,
the Eagles,
yep,
the Packers,
yep,
or the Steelers. And the question is, which one is more likely to reach the divisional round? Who's going to win in Super Wild Card Weekend? I had two home team possibilities. Oh, the Texans, right? Texans,
Steelers, Packers, Bucks.
That's right. So yep, those are the ones. And then I left the Eagles out, too, and we just didn't put them in this poll.
Yep.
What do you have, Chris?
Thanks to everyone voting so far. Keep voting at Rich Eisen Show. Bucks, 31%.
Yes.
Packers, 22%. Steelers, 7%.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Texans, 40%.
Whoa! Okay. They don't believe in the Flacco Sons, huh?
Well, dude, just according to this poll.
I understand that. But thus, 40%, 4 out of every 10 that were kind enough to click on this poll believe the Flacco Sons will be one and done. I would counsel them to rethink that.
As we know, I started the Flacco Sons, but I'm a little worried that everyone is on it. Yeah, when everyone's zigging, you got to zag.
But the number of quarterbacks who stroll into the playoffs for the first time and win a game is not the usual. Out of everybody that we've talked about, Baker, Jordan Love, Mason Rudolph, and CJ Stroud, who's won a playoff game? Who's been to a playoff game before? Name it.
Yeah, Joe Flacco hasn't played in a playoff game since 2014.
Got it. Okay. It's like riding a bike.
2014 season. Yeah. All right.
Look who's joining us right now on the Rich Eisen Show, care of Cherubundi. And his name is Debo Samuel. How are you, Debo? What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing, man? Nice to see you.
Are you in the facility right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. I like it. What's that microphone? That looks like it's like a podium. There she's sitting. Where are you, at a desk?
Oh, yeah, I'm at a desk. You know, we got a nice desk. We see the background, man. We're living good over here.
Is that Shanahan's desk? Did you take over?
No,
nah,
it's not
office?
Shanahan's desk. It's way better in there.
All right. Okay. Look at you. We haven't spoken in forever.
I know, since Super Bowl, right?
It's been too long. No, we didn't talk at the Super Bowl. I don't think we talked at the Super Bowl.
I think we did.
I think this year he came in.
Well, that's right. You remember?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, he was there.
You were there. That's right. Now I remember. Oh, that was okay.
See, you got so many people coming on, man. You forget about the small people, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
disrespect.
Oh, baby.
Of the many adjectives I would use to describe you, Debo Samuel, small might be the last one. Small might be one of the last ones. But it's good to see you. So let's just jump right into it here. How confident are you guys feeling going into these playoffs? Come on now. What do you got?
I mean, we're pretty confident, you know. I thought that was like kind of like a crazy question, but yeah, I think
no,
we're
it's
confident.
Not a crazy question. You gotta, I want an honest answer. What do you have?
Yeah,
for
we're
me?
we're pretty confident, man. With the guys that we have here and the stuff that we put out on tape all year long, and you know the mindset that we've been carrying in week in and week out, and you know just keeping the main thing. And at this point, you know, it's win or go home. So you know everybody's gonna go out here and give it their all.
Wow.
Today we had all guys in the building, you know.
Okay.
Getting the workout in, just moving around a little bit. And, you know, tomorrow we have practice. Friday we have practice. And we just chill out on the weekend and watch some football.
How does this compare to the previous Super Bowl runs you've been on?
But, like, we're going to have all hands on deck. You know, we get a lot of guys back. A lot of guys we had a couple guys banged up. And I feel like we're just getting a lot of guys back. And we'll be full head of steam and at full strength.
Okay. Very good. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I always shoot you straight, Debo Samuel, when you appear on this program. Okay? I will shoot you straight. A lot of folks in my business think the Ravens exposed your quarterback. and your offense, Debo. How do you respond to that?
I mean, if you're a football guy and you really watch the game, you know, he only threw one bad interception, and that was the one on the first drive. And if you go back to it, you know, you got the bubble to me on the left sideline, and you know they have a double corner blitz, and the guy bats the ball down, and luckily it falls in the other backside corner guy that's blitzing also fall in his hand, and one other ball, you know, he's getting ready to throw the ball, and his arm get tipped, and that ball get tipped and falls in their hand. But overall, I mean, we threw three picks in the first half, and it was still 16-12, and it just shows you how good our team is.
Okay. So, because, again, that's the conversation we had on game day morning on the Sunday after the Christmas game, was looking at the tape and how, you know, these things kind of happen. There was one where he probably would want it back. But yeah, the rest of it was just these things happen type mistakes. Yeah. It just happened to happen over and over again in a game everyone was watching, thinking that this was a super.
Watch it. You know, yeah, if you go watch it, we was up and down the field all game long, and you know, we was moving the ball, and you know, it was just things that happened that just came up for us, like tip balls and stuff. And you know, like, that's a lot of things that we can't control. Like you just said, things just happen.
How did he handle it?
Man, I mean, you see how he handled it the following week. You know, Brock is a guy that, you know, he always owned up to his mistakes, and he come to the team first and let us know that, you know, it was kind of like, you know, Brock put a lot of pressure on himself to be perfect. And that's, you know, he take full ownership of when he messes up. And so that's one thing that, like I said, that's one thing that we love about Brock here. And he take full accountability of things. And, you know, when the next week came, it's just like nobody even knew that we just lost a game to the Ravens by how we approached practice and how he came out there and approached practice as well.
What do you mean he takes responsibility? He literally goes up to you and the rest of the team and says something?
Like when the team breaks it down after a game, he get up in front of the team, be like, hey, guys, this one's on me. You know, I got to be better. This is that and the third. That's just the type of guy that Brock is.
And how does that resonate with the rest of the team?
Oh, you know, if you got a guy that do that and one of the main leaders on this team, and you know, the guy that command the huddle on offense, I mean, you can't do nothing but respect it.
Okay. Debo Samuel here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your teammate Nick Bosa said the blueprint on how to beat the Eagles, you put it out there, and I'll be straight up, they haven't looked the same. did you guys put out a blueprint for this team?
I mean, I don't know. I just think we went out there and we just played Niner football, man. Physical, fast, smash mouth football all game long.
Okay. Because I know you were circling that personally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know. How'd that feel? How'd that feel for you?
Oh, it felt pretty good, you know. Felt good to go in there and get a win. And, you know, at the time, you know, they was like, these two are the best teams in the league. And just going out there in a crazy atmosphere that they have, you know how they fans get, and they loud, they rowdy, they, you know, and it was just good to go in there and get a win.
All right. So you were hearing from fans during the game is what you're saying.
We were hearing everything. You hear everything that week, all week during the game. Like, they're not going to let you, like, they're not just going to let you go in there and you not hear nothing.
Right. Well, and then you could probably hear everything because you could hear a pin drop the way that you were beating them. Right, Debo?
Love you, Rich, man.
I'm not lying. I'm just trying to say. But again, like I said, there are some who feel that in that matchup between the Ravens and the Niners, that was something that if we see it again, we might see it again. So how do you approach that?
And we'll approach it when it's time to approach.
Okay. Well, how are you watching the games this weekend? Where are you watching them?
On the couch with my feet kicked up.
Paint the word picture for me. Who's there? Who's there? What does it look like when Debo Samuel's watching a game on a couch?
My partner and them probably be here this weekend, and you know, we'll just be chilling watching some football, man, just to see who we play.
Okay. And what do we got? Is it a 98-inch screen? What do we have?
How big is that? About 90. We got about a 90-inch in the living room.
Okay. All right.
Got a nice little fireplace down there. It's a little nippy up here right now, so you can turn it on a little bit.
Okay, understand. So the fireplace is on, 90-inch, 4K. What's the food?
Probably got some wings and fries. You know, you got the football food.
What, Debo? You got to play football. Wings and fries. Wings and fries.
That's really why we work out.
I work out too, but I can't eat wings and fries. I guess I'm not a 49er, you know? Okay. But my team won the national championship on Monday, so I'm feeling good about myself, Debo. I'm feeling
pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling really good about myself right now. So, all right. Let me ask you this question before I let you go. There's a partnership with Chirabundi that you've got going on right now. You're an investor? What do you want to tell me about the product you're investing in right now?
I mean, this all goes back to when I was in college. You know, my nutritionist introduced it to me. It was said it was like a drink that, at the time, she introduced it to me like it's a drink that's good for recovery and helps your body, you know, heal faster. And, you know, as when you're young, you're just like, all right, I'll just drink it. And, you know, and as the older I get and, you know, the older you get as a player, you just look at all the ways that it is to take care of your body. And Chirabundi played a great role in that still to this day for his recovery and his sleep.
And so that'll be part of the spread watching the games on the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to get one on. You got to get that recovery in after eating the wings, you know. You say I don't post the wings, though.
It's nothing personal. Nothing personal. I'm just
saying. Oh, no, I ain't taking personal at all.
I don't know. I mean, you live in Northern California. I don't know. You eat kale. I don't know. But the wings and all that stuff, you gotta take on the lowest seed that wins on Super Wild Card Weekend, you know? Okay. Very good. And Debo, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Let's do this again more often.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And you won't be on the Super Bowl shows this year because you're playing in it, right?
That's the goal.
Oh, you know, you're supposed to be. Come on, where's the Debo saying chest pounding Debo?
This is chest pounding Debo right here, one day at a time, one week at a time.
Okay, very good. You are in the coach's office right now. He's looking at right? Okay. All right, Debo, take care of yourself.
All right, my guy.
See you soon. Right back at you. That's Debo Samuel.
Debo.
Major breaking news, to say the least. Chris Brockman got in my ear towards the end of that interview, and Mike Hoskins, my coordinating producer, just told me the same. Who's reporting this? Everybody?
Everybody. Okay. Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero.
And the report is this.
Our friends.
Every year there's a surprise as to who might not be back as a coach of a team. And Mike Vrabel, prior to this announcement, was that guy. And we're waiting to hear what's coming out of New England, if anything. But the Pete Carroll era in Seattle is over. He will not be back as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Adam Schefter saying he still could remain in the organization, maybe in the front office, but out as head coach.
Out as head coach. Well, first blush thoughts.
Okay.
What a run. Number one. Hall of Fame type run, 100%. Guy comes from college and does what he does there after what he was doing in the pros before going back to college. Everything about him, his always compete mantra, exactly what his team's personified from the Legion of Boom and Russ all the way to his last teams in Seattle as the head coach there. I hope he does stay in the front office. He deserves that sort of treatment. 100%. Just his energy on the sidelines, his way of coaching people up is truly the stuff of legend. He is that good. For all Seahawks fans, I wish you could have gotten that second one. We will always be talking about what happened on the goal line of that Super Bowl between the Patriots and this team forever, the Seattle Seahawks. First blush, give Pete Carroll his flowers. Give him his due. He has put together a stretch in Seattle that puts him in the conversation of being a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I truly believe that.
Agree.
So, put Seattle football completely on the map in a way that you can argue Mike Holmgren attempted to do and had a nice run there. Put him in a Super Bowl, didn't win it. Put him on the map again. And took care of business. And maybe the most successful run in the history of the Seattle Seahawks, with all due respect to everyone else. You know, in the Dave Craig super, you know, in the Kingdome era, you know.
Yeah.
So he deserves that. Question is, who else? By the way, you know, I don't believe, certainly, if he's involved in this, the what's your deal, bro guy is going to go there.
This smells like Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. Dan Quinn was hired from this staff to go to Atlanta. He is absolutely going to be high on the radar screen to go back there and be the HC there. I think that is exactly what I'm thinking. I'm sure a bunch of people are thinking that. And the Dallas Cowboys' only option to keep him might be to make him the HC. But Jerry Jones said there's another year on Mike McCarthy's contract. I'm very happy with him, and that makes complete sense. So this may be Dan Quinn's final ride as the DC, DQ as the DC in Big D. But you never know who they might have in mind. But what an end of a run for Pete Carroll. A shocker in Seattle, as Schefter was tweeting out. Every year, you never know. Vrabel out, now Pete Carroll out. Is it possible Belichick would be next? Whoa. What a coaching carousel that is spinning right now in the National Football League. Tons of phone calls to take, but when we come back, fun conversation here. Jake Johnson and Gareth Reynolds. They are the podcasters of the We're Here to Help podcast. And Jake Johnson, the voice of Peter B. Parker himself, talking about his new directorial debut. He's starring in Self-Reliance as well. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, we just saw a clip of the film Self-Reliance, which premieres on Hulu this very Friday. You can see it right here on Roku. The director, writer, and actor Jake Johnson is here along with his podcasting mate Gareth Reynolds. That podcast, We're Here to Help, where all podcasts can be acquired. Good to see you, gents.
Good to see you, champ.
Hi. Good to see
the
you, champ.
Thank is you. Here.
Yeah. I saw them in the back, these two gentlemen, and I asked them to refer to me as the champ.
Oh, interesting.
He's the champ.
And you acquiesce that. You went along with that?
Yeah.
Well, he's
the champ. I mean, you listen to what the champ says,
that's
right?
True. Good point.
Yeah. I don't understand what the pushback's about.
We didn't play.
Oh, that's true.
But he does have something that I want.
And that is?
Jimmy Harbaugh. Congratulations, champ. It's our turn now. Jimmy, come home to Chicago. No. You are a Bear. No. Come on to the city of Chicago.
Well, he likes winning.
You are aware the Bears announced they're keeping Matt Eberflus.
Doesn't mean you can't also hire Harbaugh. I think it's still possible. Yeah.
Well, they said
let's get weird.
The Flus is loose. God bless the Flus.
Yes.
They said they're keeping him for now.
Yes.
If they fired him right now, we got nobody. I think what happened is I think that Poles is going to make some calls to Jimmy H.
Oh, okay.
Just because he's I think there's a move going on. What Poles said is we're going to take the North and we're never going to give it back.
Right, and
so it's time to take the North and never give it back to the rats up North.
Yeah, right. But he hasn't taken it.
Well, once we get Jimmy H. Yeah.
The announcement.
Yeah.
That.
He's staying.
Would make it seem like there's not any movement afoot.
But you're saying that's a smokescreen for the biggest move ever.
For the simple-minded?
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, that's what happens, Rich. The Bears fans have gotten themselves to the point where things like that. It's like, it's possible to believe anything at this point.
Well, I think at this point, for our listening and viewing audience, we should reveal the team you root for, Gareth, is...
Not the Bears. The Packers. The Green Bay Packers. The playoff-bound Green Bay Packers. Yeah,
the
team that has succeeded just consistently while Jake has been saying things like this for our whole...
What a regret to bring him here, huh?
Yeah. The champ doesn't regret it. Look at him. Champ likes it.
Well, the champ is a Jet fan, so the champ would like the Rodgers that played for you.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen next? Because we made a bet that I said...
We made
a lot of bets. But one of them is I think the Jets made a great move by getting Aaron Rodgers. And I think next year he's going to be a stud.
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be the year in which that was supposed to happen.
No. See, he's taken the Bears' logic and put it to the Jets. It just sort of works like that. It's pretty consistent.
Nothing's real.
Nothing is real.
It's the Spideyverse.
Yes, exactly.
Spider-verse.
Welcome to the Bearverse.
Yeah, the Bearverse. We got Jimmy H. How we bring Dicka back. We got Singletary. Urlacher's outside. We got Briggs.
That's the Bearsverse.
No, just hand the ball to Sweetness.
Welcome
and
to the Bearsverse. It's sad, dark.
That's not the way it works in real life, Jimmy.
It doesn't matter on Bearsverse. Also, I'll take Caleb Williams and all the draft capital. And Justin Fields.
This is like most texts that I received from Jake. Yeah, where you're just like, what, are you okay? What are you talking about?
It's been a hard couple of years.
Yeah,
But we've been struggling right now, but we're going to take the North and we're not going to give it back.
It's like 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
When are you going to take the North?
Honestly, I like Poles, and I like what he did with the draft. If you look at this year, we did improve. And his
Sweat was a great trade in signing him.
I feel exactly the same way.
And that's why they keep Eberflus, because the defensive side of the ball appears to be
better.
Yes.
But so then what do you do on the offensive side
of the
ball?
Great question.
Because if you just get rid of our OC and everybody there, do you keep Fields? Because I'll tell you what, Fields is not the problem.
You keep Fields, yeah. But this is what they do. They constantly are good enough for Jake to feel like there's improvement forever.
But, Gareth, I have to, again, it's Packers colors on the We're Here to Help hat that you have on right now.
I haven't even made that
connection.
Look at that. Playoff-bound Packers, you mean?
I don't know if you saying you should keep Justin Fields, that you're actually here to help.
I'm questioning
your motivation.
Come on. I want the best from a man.
Rich, you're a smart guy. What's your honest take? Do you think, if you were the Bears GM, if you're Ryan Poles, and... Let's say you kept Flus.
Yes.
Like they've said they're going to.
What do you do right now with this draft? Because it's such a huge moment.
What I do is I draft Caleb Williams.
You do.
And I don't look back.
Really?
Yeah.
But so.
Have you? I mean, he is.
Special.
That good.
So who's his coach?
Well, Eberflus can be the coach because I guess you don't want to disturb the defense. And you could just have that guy who you have already seen. I guess his ability to administrate the head coaching position as well as get the defensive side of the ball down and bring on whatever team of specialists you need for the offense to hook up to Caleb Williams.
So you think Caleb is that special?
Yes.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you also get rid of the issue of, and I shouldn't say get rid of, because I think Justin Fields is very good.
I do too.
He's so good you keep him, I think. Keep going. Sorry.
I'm starting to see what you're saying about this rat.
Exactly. This is not
a friend.
Let's get it.
This is not someone you should be. He's not here to help.
Let's go
he's
get
not
it.
Here to help.
So what I'm saying is with Fields, you are moving forward, having to pick up his 50-year option, which is a no-brainer because that's literally half of what Daniel Jones makes.
Right.
And you go through the fourth year.
Yeah.
And you see what it's like. Right. You dip your toe into the Justin Fields pool one more time.
Oh, so you're not even trading him right now. You're having Justin start next year and Caleb's on the bench.
No.
No.
This is what you do instead of drafting.
Oh, understood. I got you. Okay.
Instead of using the first overall pick, you keep Justin Fields. You flip the number one overall pick and for a mint.
Yes.
Oh, or if the Commanders are concerned that you're going to flip it to somebody for Caleb Williams.
I would love a
one to two. You just drop down a two. And you take Marvin Harrison for Justin Fields, and you go to work like it's Columbus, Ohio.
I like that one.
So that's what you do, but you still don't know if Fields is the guy.
Yeah.
And you are trying to dip your toe in the pool and know that you could just do the Kirk Cousins thing. Well, you keep franchising you until we figure it out. Or you just get Caleb Williams and you start with from scratch and you pay him like a first year. Your first year.
That's what makes me think they won't get Caleb Williams, because it's the history.
Yeah.
Right. The history is... The wrong choice.
My fear of getting a Caleb Williams without an offensive-minded head coach is you're going to get a great OC. Let's say he's awesome. Then he's going to go be a head coach somewhere else. Then this kid's got to learn a whole new offense.
That may be the case, too.
And so not a guy up in Ann Arbor who just did everything you can do in college football.
Yeah.
Now, to Jim Harbaugh, this is just talking. Why go back? You're weird if you go back.
But you've already announced you're keeping your head cut. Your pitch is weird.
Exactly.
Your pitch is not okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's because we're playing
chess. You're married and dating.
No, because we're playing chess and you fools are playing checkers.
I think the guy playing checkers thinks it's chess and doesn't know what board games are.
And you're just experiencing, the quarterback conundrum.
Yes.
Quite a bit. Because not everybody can just draft somebody,
yes,
hold on to them for 3 years,
yeah,
start them,
yes,
and have them make the playoffs with 32 touchdowns.
I know, and that system obviously is desirable. That's a desirable system.
Oh, wait a minute. That's just your Green Bay Packer.
Well, but I mean, we haven't done it, you know, we only did it the one time. Or wait, I guess that would be the second time.
Yeah, it would be.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what's crazy is that little mustache on his face.
Here we go. He goes physical. He's shaming a mustache.
Ooh, Jordan Love.
See, well, this is what... Yeah, exactly. That's all he had. Isn't
Rich,
it sad?
You know what it is.
It's sad.
Off camera, off camera, all he was saying is, one, call me the champ, and two, Jordan Love, shave that disgusting rat tail off your lip.
This is all he has.
Isn't
it sad?
This is what Rich and I were talking about.
Isn't it sad? It is sad. Genuinely, it's starting to be, it is like, we've been going at this for a long time.
Yeah. Yes.
As friends, and there's been a lot of like tit for tat over the years where I've been like, oh yeah,
we
legit, you know,
bet who's
we used to have a bet every year where whoever won the division,
You must be in the poorhouse.
It was, well, he stopped it. He stopped this bet eventually because it was like year nine and so
TKO?
So yes.
Well, because,
so what you got to do?
Because it was embarrassing.
Well, what you got to do was you got to, so the winner, me, got to dress the loser, Jake, and I'm saying that just because someone lost. and you got to dress the loser in whatever gear you wanted of your team.
Non-winner. Be careful.
The non-winner. Yeah. The guy who never sniffed winning. Yeah. And I got to put him in Packers gear.
Oh, really?
And we would go out for dinner. But Jake.
But the catch with it also, and this is where I had to stop it, is the whole evening we had to sincerely talk about the winning team as if we were both fans.
Yes.
So,
yes.
It's not just dressing
but,
it.
But you would find,
wait a minute, so it's cosplaying and role playing?
We were early on cosplay.
We would go to Taylor's Steakhouse down in Koreatown. We'd sit down, we'd have a bunch of drinks, and then he'd go like, put your clothes on. I'd put my little jersey on, and then he'd go, Aaron Rodgers is special. And I would go like, he's the best.
But over the years, he would start doing this. He would start doing this, though. I'd be like, how good was Rodgers this year? He'd be like, got to wonder how long he could keep it up. And I'd be like, nope, you're leaving. No.
He's great. I'm worried about him as a leader.
Yeah.
As a Packer fan, worried about division in the locker room.
While he had like a Packer Santa hat on.
And then the whole movie came fights about the logic of, as a Packer fan, am I allowed to worry about the franchise? Am I allowed to worry about the city of which we play all of our games?
Yes.
Should we maybe move Green Bay to a better city?
We're not
like
at
Chicago?
Dinner. Okay. Yeah.
Put Lambeau in a city.
Yeah,
even Milwaukee would be better.
How about Justin Fields going there? There's not much to do up there in Wisconsin within Green Bay except watch football.
Yeah.
That's working pretty well.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Unless it's Wednesday.
I don't even know.
Thursday or Friday or Saturday, and you're in Green Bay.
They do football most days now, Jake.
We're here to help the podcast with Jake Johnson and also our new friend, Gareth Reynolds, here on The Rich Eisen Show. Gareth, you're going to Vegas, Salt Lake, Denver, Wichita, Springfield, Missouri for your stand-up dates?
Those dates, I'm excited.
Okay.
That is, what an exciting little tour I got up ahead.
GarethReynolds.com.
Thank you.
We just saw a clip prior to this conversation of Self-Reliance, your directorial debut, Jake. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's with Andy Samberg, Chris Lloyd, Anna Kendrick, Eduardo Franco. We got Boban comes in.
Boban is
a killer.
I mean, you directed Boban.
Yes. And he was the best.
The best.
The nicest human, the most charming. He came on our podcast, too. As lovely as a person as you could imagine, and truly a good actor.
He was in John Wick 3, which is what he was in this studio promoting a few years ago, in the chair in which you were currently sitting, Jake.
Similar vibe.
We have a shot of, I fist pounded him, and look at that. That's my hand, and that's his hand.
Yeah.
My hand looks like it's barely a stub.
Yes.
His hand looks like the fist outside of Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah,
I mean,
we did a stunt in it where he takes me and slams me against a wall.
Oh.
That's and the group shot.
Yeah, look at that.
It's honestly a good thing the chair's there for scale.
Yes.
It's like the biggest, you know, nesting doll of all time. Like you could fit all three of us inside Boban. So he was terrific to direct.
He was terrific as an actor. I mean, honestly, everybody came in and killed it. The movie's really fun. It's coming out this Friday. It's being received really well.
January 12th.
Thank you, my friend. It was a blast. You know, it was really fun to do. We shot here in LA, which is really important to me. I love shooting here. I think it's the best city in the world to shoot things in. Mm-hmm. I was able to cast all these different types of people. A guy named Biff Whiff comes in.
Oh, okay.
When you watch the movie, you'll know who I'm talking about. The dude steals the entire
movie. You look at the poster, you'll know who he's talking about.
Well, and it's a fun premise. I mean, we just saw the clip at sort of the beginning where you get into Andy Samberg's limo.
And Andy's playing Andy, and I get an opportunity to go on a dark web game where I'm being hunted for my life. And I have 30 days to survive while hunters are trying to kill me. And if I survive, the great Chris Lloyd, if I survive, I get $1 million. But the loophole is they can't kill me if I'm with people. So I think this is going to be easy, and I'm just going to pair up with my family and my friends, and people are going to shadow me. We'll get we'll do the 30 days. We'll make $1 million, and no one believes that I'm playing. So everybody believes I'm making this up for attention, and they won't be with me while I'm in this fight for my life. So it's a comedic thriller. It was described last night at the party by somebody who was smoking a joint as a stoner.
Legally,
thriller.
Legally.
Yes. But legally. When he said it, I went like, I got to say, man, that's a pretty good read on it. He's like, this movie's my life. He goes, I smoke, I get paranoid, I get scared, I get excited. Something's really funny. I have a little bit of romance. I get really scared. And I'm like,
you get really scared.
What a story. What's your favorite Christopher Lloyd story? He plays your dad in this film.
He plays my dad in the film.
How cool is this?
It was an out-of-body experience. You know, since being a fan of his since Taxi.
Taxi. Yeah. I mean, Jim Ignatowski is your dad.
I mean, incredible.
Doc Brown is your dad. Come on.
Incredible. And he just crushed it. What really got me is we were in Hollywood and it was a late night because we did Anna Kendrick all day in the motel. Mm-hmm. Did the whole movie in 17 days. So we had Chris Lloyd from midnight until about 5 a.m. And at about 3 a.m. I felt irresponsible. Right? You're doing a 7-page scene in a hot limo with an older guy.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, this is the wrong move. And Chris Lloyd would just take a moment, calm himself down, and then just nail it. And it was that great reminder of, like, pros are pros. Mm-hmm. We're like, everything, people would be apologizing. The AC wasn't working. Our producers were saying, like, no more takes. It's enough. And Chris would go, like, do you want another? Let's do another. And then nail it. And I would go, like, we would finish. And you go, like, anything else? I'm like, Chris, everything you're doing is money. So it was a delight. It really was.
So he talks like Christopher Lloyd?
He's always Chris Lloyd in the best of ways.
Is that right?
Where's craft service? it's right over there. Thank you.
Ham.
Yeah. Are there extra? Yes, there. Eat whatever you want, my friend. You're the best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great, man.
That's
I think you'll enjoy
fantastic.
The movie.
Was the car you were in moving?
No.
Okay. So let's say you'd have to go through yellow lights and ask him, what does the yellow light mean? And just recreate the taxi scene.
I think about that. That scene in Taxi is one of the greatest scenes of all time.
Because you see
slow
the rest
down.
Of,
you,
What does a yellow light? And you could see the rest of the actors around, like, cracking up.
That's one of the best stories,
Oh,
too.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And I have here the DVD set here of the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse set. My kids love this.
Awesome.
Jake. And I was saying to you, and I'll say it on the air as well, congratulations on this being nominated for every important award on every planet.
It's amazing.
And every country that gives away important awards. It's on every list.
And I can tell to the people who are fans of it, the third one is going to land it. They're going to land the plane. The amount of talk that I'm already having with Phil and Dave, one of the writers, and Chris, the directors, because we're all seeing each other doing press for this and doing the rounds for the movie. The passion and the fire is there in a way that most movies don't have.
Sure.
You know, it's like there's just when you're around a project like this with that much passion, that much like care, it's like, I don't know when it's coming, but when it comes, it's going to land it. And it's a really exciting feeling.
Because I'm not going to lie, frequently when I am watching these movies, I am wondering, where are we going with this?
Yeah, totally.
It's really good when like someone who's running something knows where it's headed.
Yes.
And you are able to see the plan, and you know that you're headed, you know that you're headed to the finish line that everybody wants.
Yes.
And that to feel that security for Jake is rare.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that a bear shot?
Of course it was.
Oh, was it?
Of course
I didn't
it
even
was.
Mean it. Like, I was just saying.
Oh, my God.
But here's my bear
who
shot.
Who was at the helm? Is
Jimmy
I'm saying.
H. Wait a minute. Did wonderful in Ann Arbor.
I'm being told that Phil Lord and Chris Miller are calling it Into the Eberflus.
Oh, God. I don't like that. They're not going to land that plane.
Look, I got to be honest. I'm not loving Into the Eberflus either.
I'm, by the way, big fan. Yeah. Big fan. A two-hour chaos ride.
I don't think Sony's excited
about
that.
It's a car fire.
renamed Peter B. Eberflus. That's not the same ring.
It doesn't have the same kick.
Fantastic. So, again, there's so much. Guys, you have so much to promote.
A lot of it's Jake, but that's okay.
That's all right.
He's doing well.
You've got tour dates.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri.
He's on the road all the time.
How many tour dates does he have?
None. He's doing so well, he doesn't.
And you've got a tour date in Dallas for your team this weekend.
Yes.
Right?
I'm not there this weekend.
House money, though.
Oh, what's the bet you want to make?
Yes,
I got the Cowboys.
I feel bad at this point.
Do you want to do a bet right now about it?
Okay, what is the bet? He has a skill, by the way, of putting these bets together. Okay. There is...
Well, that hasn't worked out for him lately.
What's great about him? He comes up with a great idea, and then he has to do it.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, let's find one out that we could actually do. Anything to... So I think for sure the Cowboys are going to win.
So does the gentleman behind you, to your right.
House money, yeah.
TJ Jefferson.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. I don't think
it doesn't need to be framed. I mean, but I get it.
Okay.
House money, like you said. I think there's the weird McCarthy crossover, which intrigues me a little bit. Yeah. I don't know who's. I think he would feel slighted.
So this is
but,
what he says: house money. Gara's big thing when I get him really triggered and I'm talking trash about how the Packers always do choke in the playoffs and that they're very good, but
it's
not
amazing
great.
He knows what the playoffs are, though, isn't it?
He says things like this: the point is not to win; it's to go far.
I regretted that text. I did regret that text.
What does that even mean?
The point is,
I was hurting,
go far.
Rich. Jake, for how bad the Bears are, Jake can get you on the ropes with his talk. So he did have me on the ropes a little, and I did send the text. The point isn't to win. The point is to go far.
I don't know what is it. What does it mean?
I was
That's
saying every
you
year
have to
you
win
want
to go far.
I was saying every year you want to see improvement and get closer to the finish line. But it was inarticulate and it's haunted me for 2-3 years.
At
since
some
I
point,
said
you got
to
hit the win it now button.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what are you saying yes
do.
To? You don't
the,
even.
The Packers like to go far.
Imagine saying yes to that go, as a Bears fan.
They used to go Favre. So all right, sorry. So what is the bet? We got about a minute left here. What do we got?
What do you want to do? You want to do go back to Taylor's, and if the Cowboys win, you got to be a Bears fan for the night.
Ooh.
And if the Packers win,
okay, you want to dust it off?
Yeah,
okay, I'll do that.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I'll do that
because the Cowboys are at home.
By the way, that got parental. By the way, this thank you. This is kind of like for him. It'll be a nice moment for Jake. He's never had it, and maybe it's time.
So his nickname is Option One.
Feels like this should be against the spread. I feel like Gareth needs to
Gareth's nickname it's a great point.
Is Option One.
That's a great point.
Because he always takes
Brock has a great point.
One.
Yeah. No, that is actually. I shouldn't
have. Something and he goes, I should have. He doesn't.
Well, Rich, we had a minute left.
No, it's okay.
He said yes to every
points within a minute. Yeah. You could still do that.
Was the shake on camera?
The point.
Yeah, for the radio listeners, I didn't shake the hand.
I saw it. I saw it. So everyone should check out your tour dates at GarethReynolds.com.
Yep.
We're Here to Help podcast is starring these two gentlemen, where you can get all your podcasts.
Yes, sir.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is available wherever you want to get your movies, and it's been nominated for everything, and I think you're going to get an Academy Award nomination, right?
I hope so.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, after it's called the Rich Eisen Show bump. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
And Self-Reliance premieres this Friday on Hulu, which is available on this year. Portal called Roku. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you for having us,
Rich. Good to see you.
Thanks
good
for having me, champ.
Good luck to your Packers, and good luck with your Eberflus.
Enjoy the ride.
There's no pun intended. I don't know. I meant every word.
Yeah.
All right. We're back here to wrap up this crazy show in a moment.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi, guys. Karen Applem from Australia with a quick question for season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people, because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposed to going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
First up, celebrity true or false with Boban. True or false, you eat soup every single day. Is that true?
Yes, true.
Why is that?
Yeah, because it's a big deal in my country, soup. And we eat soup every time. This is like when you're growing up, you say, hey, first you start your meal with the soup, and after that you can eat whatever you like.
Okay.
It's not, basically, it's like how we do. Like when you eat soup, like basically you feel like you're healthy because like a little bit fuller stomach.
Oh, sure.
And like not hungry too much.
So do you at some point during the day, oh, you know what, I haven't eaten soup yet, I need to have my soup. You have had that.
Yes.
Okay, what is your favorite soup?
Buttermilk squash, chicken noodle soup, tomato soup, mushroom soup, everything like.
Okay. Have you thought about making your own line of soup? Boban soup.
Boban soup. You know, like, this is a good idea. I would think about it.
Here, let's pound
that
out.
I would think about it.
Pound that out. Very good.
I would think about it.
Next one for Boban. Celebrity true or false with Boban.
False.
You do not like you do not like cake. You do not like cake.
No cakes. Not big fan.
Why? What's wrong
no
with cake?
No cakes. I like small desserts. Like, if I eat something, I would eat like something like really like to enjoy, because small.
Did you get? They're all small.
Yeah, they're all small too. Yeah, everything.
So if I have you over for dinner, soup, Nutella crepe.
Yes.
Okay, that's the.
They're easy.
That's a combination. Easy. That's very simple.
This is like a couple bucks. Nothing more. Nothing too much.
Last one for you, Boban. True or false? You love to shake hands. Is that true?
But like, to be honest, people more like to shake my hands than like to shake. You know, every time, okay. every time, when somebody come to me, like, I just come from the restroom, I wash my hands, I ready to eat food.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like walking like this, I hope somebody not shake my hands. And that time, like, somebody comes, hey, how are you? And I was like, how are you?
That's when you go with the fist pound, right?
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network back on the air. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And while you're at it, go grab your phone or your iPad or any other mobile device or any tablet that you have and put the Game Time app on it and buy tickets to any sports, music, comedy, or theater events near you. We just had Gareth on here. You can check out his comedy event, I'm sure, at any spot. And you could check out any event in your area and get last-minute tickets, deals, find and buy tickets. So easy to do. Views from all seats in the venue. Lowest price guarantee. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. All those things, what they have in common is you take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create your account. Redeem your code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Seahawks have put out a statement in our conversation back before Jody Allen, the chair of the Seattle Seahawks, saying that after thoughtful meetings and careful consideration for the best interests of the franchise, we've amicably agreed with Pete Carroll that his role will evolve from head coach and remain with the organization as an advisor. Called Pete the winningest coach in Seahawks history, bought the city its first Super Bowl title, created a tremendous impact over the past 14 years on the field in the community, and Pete will always be a beloved member of the Seahawks family, as I mentioned. Totally a Hall of Fame type run for Pete Carroll as a head coach there, if he is so honored by those voters one day. But he's now an advisor, which means that job is now open. And if he is advising, I can only imagine the first words out of his mouth would be Dan and Quinn. It's where they once had him. And he went to Atlanta and got the team to a Super Bowl and had a 25-point lead in that Super Bowl, as we know. So, what a wild show. Jake Johnson, and also want to thank our guest Gareth Reynolds with him, Debo Samuel. Also, Jake Dennis, check out Formula E right here on Roku this weekend. And also Bruce Feldman, who's so smart, talking college football. Back in a moment.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I'm obsessed with the fact that GQ has named Kim Kardashian Man of the Year. You're upset about it? I suggest you do better then.
If there were a Cosmo Woman of the Year and it was a man, how would you feel?
Well, that would just be lies. Name a man who's doing better than women right now and you can give him Woman of the Year. But until I see that...
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.